Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. Welcome back to KKB. Boom. Dun, dun. Nya.
Oh. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh. Yeah, yeah. Tak orang, tak kita. Mari kita duduk berbicara. Tak orang, tak kita. Semua kita enggak biasa. The hottest people in the house tonight. They go by the name KKB. Hello. Yeah. Get it. Bukan nak mengata ataupun nak menghina. Kita semuanya hanya biasa-biasa saja. Jangan kerana mulut badan jadi binasa. Tiada mana sempurna, kita hanya manusia. Bang, bicara, let it go. Now everybody in the house, here we go. Semua bang, bang, let it go. You can now, everybody in the house, here we go.
Yo, hello guys, welcome.
What's
back.
Up? Excited.
Welcome back to KKB.
Woohoo!
The number one podcast, cerita lah.
Oh yeah, Happy New Year, guys.
Happy New Year.
2020
lah.
Tu.
Siapa cakap 2020?
Kita ni bukan apa tau, pasal dah about 1 month kita tak record. Yeah, so I think rusty sikit lah
And this is the first time that we are recording. So if you're tune in to YouTube on KKB, you can see us visually.
Visual a bit pressure Macam kita nak kena like macam jaga tutup
mana
kata.
Ada
semua. Tak boleh kira.
No, you feel like you're being looked.
Yeah.
Right. Saya so, selalu kita buat podcast macam kita berbual sebarang, ketawa pun ha 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 buka mulut.
Sekarang nak kena relax macam suruh kahwin mak mandi.
Yeah, but anyways guys, we are going to reflect like kita punya 2021 like macam it has been progressing so far for KKB, and then we are trying to like upgrade to a better pace lah for this year, insyaallah. Right?
I mean,
hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully. And we really thank you guys for tuning in. The numbers of listeners are getting more and more. And then we have a lot of interactions as well recently. And then, thank you so much for interacting with us. Thank you so much for the ideas.
I clap for you.
Thank you so much for, for everything lah, for the support. Yeah. And apparently today Shane tak ada. Because he's actually working. Now dah pukul 10:30 malam my husband is
still
a bit
out there.
Workaholic. Gila sikit. So what's the topic for today?
The topic for today is we got two topics actually.
Yeah, but we actually interacted with you guys on Instagram. So most of the topic that we got was toxic friendship and psycho exes.
Actually, if you put them together, they can be like
same.
But it's actually like a tough decision tau, which topic we want to talk about. Pasal when I posted the results, it was actually a fair. I mean, based on the number of voters, it's actually a fair number.
Mm-hmm.
That means it's even. Tapi bila I post the results in percentage wise, Psycho X was leading lah kira. Yeah. I'm not sure how they work, but yeah. But we decided that we want to merge both into one.
Yes, sir.
Alright. So
how do you define a toxic or?
Oh my god, that was supposed to be my question.
Oh, sorry.
No. I had it in mind. Like I said, okay. What's y'all's definition of toxic or psycho?
Yeah. So since I brought up the question,
dang.
So Patricia, nak kena sopan sikit. So Patricia, how do you define a toxic friend?
Toxic friend, I think macam it comes down to a lot, say honestly.
Like what?
Like, you lie to your friend. Ada yang kawan pinjam duit, lepas tu kita yang kejar macam anjing gitu. Habis rasa macam kita yang salah kejar duit kita.
Experience kan ni?
But don't you think that like macam if they pinjam duit they never give back, don't you think that's like not your friend anymore?
No lah, I mean like ada betul kawan yang betul susah. And some of them yang betul dah pinjam, and then they will actually, like, if diorang bayar lambat, they will actually tell me. Yeah. That's fine to me. It's just basic courtesy. Mm-hmm. Ada yang terus member hilang, and that one is really, really toxic lah. Tak tahu apa dia buat dengan duit tu lah.
Yeah. Right. So for Madi?
For aku eh?
What's your name? Mahathir baru kena booster shot dengan Hafiz like one day apart. So I think Mahathir is still in the days.
Yeah, still feeling lethargic.
I'm in the clear.
Whoa.
Berapa MC?
Tiga.
Wah, bestnya nak juga. Okay. So, definition of toxic friend.
Like he said lah, macam those tipu, macam just for the sake of, macam for their own benefit.
But toxic friend tak macam, like, if let's say I'm a friend, I influence you bad things, is that a toxic friend also?
To me, yes.
Yeah.
Macam kalau kau rapat dengan aku, then if I introduce you to different bad things, am I also a toxic friend? But you like it. Like example, smoking.
In the moment, yeah, you like it. But in the long run, few years down the road, then you look back, fucking stupid, yeah.
Yeah, then you will think like, siapa apa sih?
Okay.
Yeah, right. So aku punya terms aku punya definition of toxic friend to me is like somebody who is manipulative, yang buat kawan gaduh dengan kawan, kan? Ah, bless you, alhamdulillah. Hui, blessings, sorry, man.
Looks like the booster is to here lah.
Right. So to me, definition is like somebody who is manipulative, somebody who is like macam, kau tahu macam dia jealous, dia ni rapat dengan dia ni, and trying to break this person up. You know, there's a lot of incidences or like macam experience through my view yang to me, I find that kind of attitude or character very toxic lah. How about you, Hafiz?
For me, actually, the terms, like what you all define, I think is almost all of it. But I think toxic friend to me is more of like, they influence you to bad things.
Mm.
Then after a while, they just ghost you and you are like stuck doing the bad thing.
Right.
So it's not technically friends. They are like, how to say?
Acquaintance.
Yes, acquaintances.
Pakai guna kau lah gitu.
Yeah. So like jam. Kita pergi isap rokok. I know isap rokok is a normal thing, but yeah, you know, for kids to isap rokok at that age. So macam like, you smoke at 13 years old, then you get addicted until you are 30 years old. So who's to blame? Of course, I'm to blame lah, because I have made wrong friends.
Mm-hmm.
But still, they are toxic. Right? Yeah.
Agree.
But also can be your you have choices also. Right?
Yeah. I understand totally.
It's partially also your fault.
Yeah. So what if toxic date partner?
Ma.
Toxic date partner or psycho ex? Both same ah.
I mean like it's a toxic friend first.
Okay, then toxic date,
then
partner.
Become psycho.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Aku tak pernah, tak tahulah, maybe during my time aku tak pernah like macam kenal any partners yang psycho. So I really like nak tahu apa.
So it's like,
ooh, but you share the story.
I have this one friend. Okay, they are actually nothing, you know. They are nothing. That's what I
think also they are nothing.
Macam kenal ni, these are my friends.
Sorry.
Okay, then so like suddenly like, okay, they gradually started talking.
Okay.
They gradually started talking as friends. Like, and then macam phone call. It leads to phone call, blah, blah, whatever, you know. And then, cuma, I don't think so they have confessed their feelings lah. I don't think so. But then, how they talk to each other, macam like, if they kalau, let's say, this girl pakai, macam terbuka a bit, like, nanti dia macam tegur.
Okay, maybe it's for the good. Maybe it's for the good.
Yeah, okay. Yes, okay. But like, and then, like, tak tahu, just macam gitu lah, just some things like that.
Oh, okay.
Like, what do you guys think?
I feel the guy meant well lah.
Okay.
I don't know the guy. Yeah, I'm being neutral lah. I think the guy meant well, but there's some instances where if you are just friends and just talking, you got no rights to tell her what to wear, what to do, where to go.
Yeah.
So what you guys think?
I
I soalan hate panas. This, yeah.
In terms of aku as a perspective, like macam for the guy, right? I think he meant well, but if let's say kalau you cakap they are just like friends, friends are normally more open, you see, mm-hmm. to telling you that okay, eh, babe, kau pakai sopan panjang ah, you know that kind of shit. Mm-hmm. So maybe that's what he thought or something like that. Maybe I think there's more to it because I can sense it, you see. Yeah. So,
but what if the two parties like each other but they don't know how to confess to each other because of
then that's between them ah.
Yeah.
Kau cuba ambil frying pan biar aku ketuk mungkin.
Okay, but
but what if example lah? This is just example lah, guys. Nobody living or dead lah. What if let's say y'all are going out like something like that lah.
Mm.
Then you know that they are friends but they appear to be a couple. Would you step in to do something or would you just
no ah, but bodo ah. I'm usually neutral lah.
Hmm.
Mm.
Kalau aku pun act bodo.
Yeah.
Pasal if you guys want to like make it like official ke apa ke, I would rather you tell me straight to my face. So like okay, kadang-kadang kita ni campur like macam a mix of girls and boys. You get what I try to say, right? Sometimes maybe people thought that they are not coupled and then like maybe some other people disturb ke perempuan tu ke lelaki tu and then like in silence they are like macam per se together. Mm-hmm. Tapi tak, you get what I try to say? So I was like okay, might as well you just make it like a declaration or something. Then after that, you know, people will know the boundaries.
Yeah.
Nanti kau tak awkward kan?
Yeah, it's very awkward.
Don't you think, Made?
Betul.
Awkward.
Awkward.
Okay, but I okay. Recently, I have this another story. Yeah. Okay, that
is this psycho? Got, psycho.
Somehow. Okay. It. The. Macam mana cakap eh? Okay. So apparently, this girl kena trended. Cakap macam, oh, this guy say this girl is crazy. Blah blah. Whatever shit not. Then this girl came out with all the receipts asya. Like okay. Came out with all the receipts and the guy macam die-die mati-mati macam oh dia betul. Like he did nothing and he got nothing ah. He got nothing to prove that okay he did nothing. And this girl came out with everything. But then he say oh kau bukan perempuan aku gini blah blah. Mm-hmm. But then how they talk is like oh baby I love you blah blah. That's really toxic lah to me. Like you and then so got macam that guy go cheat on her.
Okay.
That's why like she became that psycho crazy.
Okay, but is she generally crazy or like? I don't think so
that she's generally crazy. I mean, I think like, usually
what he
girls
did triggers, yeah, her triggers her, yeah, to be crazy. What she is. Yeah.
I okay. Honestly, I was a psycho ex. Like, but that story wasn't me lah. That story wasn't me. Like, it was recent. But like, I think like 1 year ago, 2 years ago, like I was that crazy ex.
Yeah. How did you go to? Because we know you personally, so like we have never seen you like a psycho person. Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, but how did
so what are your experience being a psycho?
Okay guys, we got the psycho
perspective.
Self-proclaimed psychotic.
Yeah, yeah. Allegedly, yeah. Not.
It's not a nice feeling, you know. But it really messes your mentality. Like, okay, at that point of time that my boyfriend at that point of time, I already caught him cheating like a lot of times already. So he went to the toilet. And then he was just doing his business, I think like Bera or something. So I was in the hall. Okay? So I was playing my phone. Then I shouted, "Eh, kau berbual dengan siapa, sial?" Because like I hear him talking to like macam a girl. Then I would just rush to the toilet, like I would run to the toilet, then I open the door, like kau berbual dengan siapa gini. Jadi gaduh lah. Like macam that crazy, you know, like I became that crazy, like macam psycho gila.
Aci tak berbual dengan siapa-siapa lah.
Sometimes si bubal lah ada.
But so like, there's like instances lah. That's why it makes you want to.
Like gila aja gila. And then I like check his phone. Like
this was after he cheated or?
Yeah, after he cheated. After I knew that he cheated, then like I check his phone all lah. Like macam sampai there was this one day, like he kita video call. And I know it sounds crazy, but I know how iPhone punya vibration now kalau notification keluar, like
wow.
And there is very different from
Android
punya is zzz.
Okay,
yeah,
okay.
It's like that.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So we were on call And then after that he, and I heard this zzz, like a lot of times. One time it happened, I didn't go. Then it happened the second time. Zzz. And I was like, whose phone is that? Whose phone is that? I was like, no, fucking tell me whose phone is that. And then he's like, tak ada, you gila lah, you gila lah. Tak ada phone, tak ada orangnya phone lagi ni. Then I'm like, oh my god, that is fucking Android phone. I know iPhone doesn't sound like
but
that.
But he is using iPhone.
Yeah, he's using iPhone. And then, okay, then 2 weeks later, 2 weeks later, he was sleeping. Sleeping, then, okay, biasa, I was playing my phone, and then tergerak hati, nak, no, I wanted to clean everything. So, I so-called clean. I took his bag. I dig down, like, dig down. Sang Android phone.
Wait, so what he used that phone for?
Oh, I found so many shit lah on it. Like, him talking to girls. Like, and that trigger, you know, and that triggers me, you know, and like, a lot of shit on that phone.
So don't you think you are not, before you became the psycho ex, don't you think he is a toxic matai?
No, I didn't knew that he was toxic. I mean, I knew he was toxic.
She is in the situation. Yeah.
I think the cause of being the psycho is because of the cheating.
I'm pretty sure. I think a lot of young girls are like going through that, you see, like,
hey, I still got the text that I texted the girl, you know.
Okay, never mind. Like, we will see later. Yeah?
Like,
yeah. So, yeah. But
I've seen on TikTok, right? There's this analogy about red flags about a person. I don't know if you all seen it before. It says that she just put like a flag. You just see a flag in front of you. If you see it straight ahead, you won't see the flag.
Mm.
But if you go to the side, you go to the back, you go to the other end, you can see.
Oh,
so right. What this analogy says is, if you are in the relationship and there's a lot of red flags, you won't see it.
Right.
But if the people around you sees the red flag and tell you better do something about it.
Right.
Which makes sense, kan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Practical, yeah.
Yeah.
And then, but I would agree with her. Pasal normally women's instinct is never wrong.
Yeah.
The moment they start to feel, there is something.
You all are the best detective, lah. Yeah.
For sure.
You can never run from you all. Yeah. So guys,
cari sampai lupa cacing, ya.
Moral of the story is don't lie or cheat, yeah.
Yeah. Save correct. The trouble lah. Just save the trouble.
Yep.
Like perempuan tu takkan jadi gila kalau kau tak buat apa-apa.
Correct.
Betul. Correct. Ni betul.
Yeah, I think correct. I got my psychotic moment also lah. I think it's because of the situation. Then I turn like that.
Mm.
That person can just lie in front of my face, and I just look at the person. I smile.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think I feel psychotic at the point of time. You know, like macam, oh come on, man.
It's like sakit though, but then you have to put a strong front, so you just smile.
But I've never been. I don't know lah. Maybe I am in someone's story lah. Like I'm a psycho matai or friend.
But you've never had a girlfriend who was psycho or something. Oh, because you never cheated. Have you cheated?
But what led you to become a psycho?
No, that's I don't know if I have. To me, I've never been lah. But you know, you aren't always the good guy in someone else's story.
Right.
Agree.
So like I don't know whose story I'm at, that I'm psycho or I'm toxic.
How about Mandy? You got any like experience with toxic friends ke, psychotic ex ke?
So far tak ada lah.
Ya ke Mandy?
Because Mandy
cara dia senyum macam
Mandy,
he's thinking something like
Mandy is very hard because if the person is toxic or psycho, right, he will just
avoid.
Shun away.
Check it lah.
Yeah lah, save the trouble, right? Yeah. Save the trouble. Adoy.
But once you are in a... Okay, how do you get out of a toxic friendship or relationship? Do you all have any advices? Like, if someone was in there right now and they want to go out, they know the flags, but they don't know how to get out of it.
I think the best part would be avoiding
Avoiding.
Yeah. First thing first, make yourself busy or pretend to be busy, and then just start to shift away.
Yeah.
That is the best.
Somehow, like, how to say, macam at the end of the day, and at some point you will just feel tired.
But how did you get up?
I felt tired. I felt tired, and then like how did I get out of that relationship is because I read at that throughout the times that I found him cheating on me, I didn't like macam legit find that he, okay, he fuck another girl. Okay. But this point, this time is really I found him fucking that girl.
As in when they were doing it?
No, not when they were doing it lah. Not when they were doing it, but like actually that girl like macam was willingly to talk to me and like tell me that okay, we fuck. Like this happened and that happened, yeah. So I was like, ah, fuck. You know? Whatever.
So that is a concrete evidence lah.
Yeah. Like he cannot run lah. But he still like lah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It doesn't change the fact that he
like honestly, okay. This thing has been going around on Twitter. Like it says, nobody nobody gets angrier than a man who is who knows that he is in the wrong.
Like that, legit. That's true.
Yeah. Because they're trying to like it's true. A defense mechanism.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Eh, diorang punya like how they get angry eh macam kita yang salah, kita yang buat salah.
But in defense, right?
apa?
No, but in defense, right? Sometimes I'm not saying about my relationship now lah. I'm saying about the old relationship. But sometimes we really want to explain to you, but y'all don't want to have anything of it.
Mm-hmm.
We really want to explain like what happened. Mm-hmm. Maybe.
But did you do anything wrong?
Maybe not. Maybe okay. Yes. But we okay like
can I say it's just a simple lie, just.
Yeah. But why did you lie in the first place?
Okay, example lah. Okay. Me and you are friends. I want to go to Tampines.
Okay.
Then, coincidentally, you also want to go to Tampines.
Mm.
Then, tumpang ah naik motor.
Okay.
Okay. So why we never tell you? Why we lie about that is because we don't want any like you to think differently. Whereas it's just me sending you to Tampines. That's all.
I tak faham.
Wah.
Okay. Do you understand? No. Let's say you the Hafiz kawan.
Uh-huh.
Right? Memang lah kita kawan. Bukan let's say.
And then he has a girlfriend. Okay. Yeah, this is it's just a scenario. Scenario. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So he has a girlfriend, but because he look at you as a friend, you know, he don't think of anything bad lah. Okay, concurrent apa like it's one way. So he send you to Tampines.
But he never tell his girlfriend.
Yes.
Yes. But to me, that is
okay. If roles were reversed, would you like it if she does it? I don't think so.
No, if I really know that guy, then
yeah, like if you know that guy.
Oh, that's true. That's tricky. Oh, damn.
Because girls, punya mentality. Okay, one thing about girls, they don't believe in that kind of situation because they know that after that is one thing led to another. You get what I'm trying to say? This is girls' perception, girls' thoughts. Naturally, it will just falls there, like macam. Yeah, because you didn't tell me because you know that something is going to be let on later part. Or you were trying to do something. You know, this is girl.
Doesn't it like you overthinking stuff?
No.
Okay, not necessarily because okay, probably it's because of okay lah, like me being the oldest here,
yeah,
right?
You're the youngest, Amy.
The youngest.
You're the youngest.
So based on my experiences before, even through my own experiences, through my friends' experiences and things like that, it has always been on point. Like I said, you can never run from a girl's instinct.
But in the guy's defense, like because we know, we know what guys are thinking.
Yeah,
we are guys lah. We know.
Okay.
So let's say if you put a situation where a guy sends your girlfriend home, it's like we know what the guys are trying to do.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm.
So, but if the roles are reversed,
we know what the girls are trying to do.
Mm.
Is it does girls think like that?
Yeah. Yes. No shit, Shadow. Yes.
They will try. They will try.
Yeah.
I mean, like in general, if I really like that guy. I think it might lead to be there.
Even if
you know. If I know he is attached, I will stay away. That's for sure. Even as a friend, I wouldn't want you to send me anywhere at all. Maybe kalau kita meet in a group. Other than that, there's no way that I'm gonna be like individually with you, just two person. No. There's no way. Pasal girls kalau yang straight lah, kira asal they don't have that kind of intention, that is how they think. Tapi but in majority cases like through my past experiences, how I view it,
you know, there's this tension.
Intention. The girls will have the intention.
Yeah, there's this tension between men and women. Yeah. So when you are both alone or whatever, syaitan akan ada. Betul tak?
Tapi kalau iman kuat tak, tak ada syaitan.
Iman tak dapat diwarisi.
Itu kalau iman kuat.
Kalau
I would say about 90% iman takkan kuat. Sedangkan yang berpelajaran, you know, yang mantap-mantap pun boleh tumpas. Apakah lagi yang kita ni tak cukup-cukup ni, kan? You get what I'm trying to say? So what do you guys think?
Please
comment.
Yes.
Comment. Lepas tu kita boleh gaduh lagi.
We want to hear your thoughts. Like apa yang kita, what we didn't really speak or say, you all can just put on the comments.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I'm sure it will be a battle of the sexes, bro.
Yeah.
No, because for guys, I think both of y'all don't know what we are thinking. So like to guys, right? Ni lelaki confirm nak the benda dengan like mata aku. Like I didn't know that the girls will also think that.
We know what the girls are capable of.
Sometimes girls are crazy,
Even a straight girl, like macam really, like macam when they think of, as I grow older, like as I grow mature, this is how I feel. Like kau dah tahu dia ni dah kahwin, stay away. Stay away.
Like try not to even like talk lah. Like okay, unless you are with your partner, then it's fine.
Tapi kadang-kadang pun kalau kau tengok sekarang TikTok pun banyak sih yang curang-curang. Kau partner ke, kau kawan ke, diorang peduli apa sih? Like betul tak?
Where are you? 625 already. Go fucking ah.
Go 81 ah.
Oh my god, is that?
Yeah.
That is psycho to me.
Yeah, right.
Tapi but what made her psycho?
Is because of the guy lah.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. She haven't really know his reason. Mana tahu dia tengah like keluar like,
accident.
You don't know, then you just post that kind of thing on TikTok.
Tahu tak? Okay lah, deep though.
We don't know how long like the time frame they have been together. So maybe like before this, dia pernah kena like cheat on.
But if we were talking about the girl, I think she is looking forward. Pasal domestic helper ni, dia orang tak ada banyak time off apa. Betul tak? Like, macam holidays or whatever not. Maybe sometimes they go out once a month aja. So ada some helpers, dia orang every week boleh keluar. So probably she's one of the categorized yang under once a month je boleh keluar. So she's really looking forward. I think that's why it triggers and spark like macam bow.
But when I see that, I don't know whether to laugh or like to be sad for her lah.
Honestly, I did both, bro.
like the video like went, you saw that so video? Viral.
Tak, tak, aku belum tengok.
Yeah. Okay, later we show
so
you.
Later we show you. So it's like
a helper
waiting for a person lah.
I think it's a boyfriend lah.
But the boyfriend. So she waited at the tangga from 2:30. Is it?
I think so.
6:25. So she waited there 4 hours for him and he never turn up.
Wah.
Yeah, I think she's a maid lah. She should be a maid lah. Yeah. So she post the video say, where you go?
Oh,
you go fucking ah.
But korang tak pernah tunggu orang eh? Duduk bawah blok like lama-lama? Like for your partner or something ah?
I pernah time I muda lah.
Same.
Time muda pernah?
Muda ke 22?
But then like...
Before 20s.
Okay.
Madi tunggu. Alah cerita lah.
Madi
pula. Okay, you wait kat bawah blok and then like turn out that person dekat rumah atau like pergi cheating on you or whatever.
So,
like lying to you.
Go fucking.
Tak lah, tu tunggu lain lah. Bukan tunggu.
Abis that person
tak sampai 4 hours lah. Just a bit. Like what? A few hours.
A few hours? Maksimum
pun macam 2 hours ya. Gitu.
Mak, 2 hours pun lengah.
2-3 hours lah.
But were you angry?
Of course lah. Like, macam...
Wait, is it like a significant other atau just kawan?
Made ni dia very... Kawan. Macam very subtle, you know. Like, I tak pernah nampak dia marah. After this so many years daripada umur dia early 20s.
Yeah. Sampai dia nak masuk 30, oi.
Sembarang siap 30.
Masih kecil. Aduh.
You know Amade, dia jarang berbual tau. Tapi kalau dia berbual, Rasa
isi dia rasa atau paling kelakar.
Right, I've never seen Amade get angry or worked out before. Never. I think dah 6 years now.
Yeah.
Coming 6 years. In April. Ni betul psycho punya mind lah. Ingat every detail, you know. Tapi aku bukan psycho. Disclaimer.
Yeah, for me, I've never waited, but people have waited for me before.
Kau memang puaka.
But then you go where?
Even for my wife, the first few times I dated with her, she waited for me for 2 hours.
For what? Where you go?
Go makan.
Go fucking.
No.
So wait. Balik gaduh sini. So you go makan with her?
With her lah.
And then she wait for you for what?
She wait for me at the MRT. Then so, we go makan.
She waited for you for 2 hours.
She's not my wife yet.
Yeah lah, okay. But yeah, at that point you were dating her. So where you went?
We went to Ang Mo Kio.
No, as in not you before, and her. She waited you for you. What,
I was
bro.
At home ah.
Wah, Ang Mo Kio safe as
it. Yeah.
Oh, apa yang 2 jam siap?
Tak siap 2 jam, tertidur 2 jam.
Men in general, they can just put their head and then boom.
No, actually it's just a test for her. If she can handle me for 2 hours, right? She can handle me for the rest of the life.
You're an ass.
No, but that one she also remember lah. She always say lah, I'm always, yeah.
Okay, dia pun ada sikit psycho sikit. Every time ada topic yang ini, ada naikkan. You remember, you made me wait for 2 hours.
Yeah.
Itu dia.
It's true lah. I said sorry, but
see, that, in general, girls are very easy to predict, you know.
Yeah. Have you all waited for someone for more than 4 hours? Go fucking.
I waited from 11 PM to 7 AM in the morning.
Like legit kat bawah. Dah macam night shift doh.
Like legit kat bawah blok dia.
So, tell us the story.
Okay. That time, we were fighting ready lah. And then, I thought he was at home. I thought he was at home. Then, I went to his block. I wanted to surprise him lah. And then, he never replied to me all the way. So, I just waited lah. Waited. Tengok tingkap dia, adik dia yang selalu kat dalam bilik dia. So, lampu buka. But then, tak ada orang lah. Like, he didn't appear under the block or whatever lah. Then, he replied to me macam, sekejap. And then, so apparently, he actually went to the club. And then, he was at Bedok. All the way lepak dengan this girl lah that he was cheating on. So, he came back at 7 AM. And it was pouring, you know, like raining. Eh, dah macam sedih siap. Tertidur kat bawah blok.
Macam Bollywood tu.
Okay, it was tak ada shelter. So, I was sleeping. Like, dah tertidur. Habis dia rasa macam, apa?
Raindrops.
Yeah, raindrops. Then, bangun lah. Eh, sedih gila saya cerita. Duduk bawah blok. Then, I continue to sleep again. And then, 7 AM, then I told him lah. Like, I think about 5 plus, then I told him that, I'm downstairs under your block waiting for you. Then he like, buat apa siya gini, blah, blah, blah. Then he asked me to go home. Then I said, no, I'm going to see you until we fix our problem. Like, I was that crazy.
Wow.
And then I say, are you not home? Pasal dia cakap, dia macam, oh no, actually outside. Then I'm like, lagi gila. Oh, and then yeah, like, come back now. You fucking come back now and see me, blah, blah. Then after that, he like, okay, wait, give me a while, I will come back. Give me a while, dari pukul 5 sampai pukul 7 baru dia patah balik.
So after that, then what happened?
After that, he asked me to go home. Then I say, don't want we talk first. Then he say he need go work. At that point, he NS. Then he need go
somewhere lah.
Yeah. And after that, like, I say, no, we settle this. I don't care you work or not. You settle it with me. Yeah, I don't care. Then after that, yeah. Cry lah. Bubar lah.
Gini aku pun seram saya ngambil.
No, as long as you don't act up, like I will be the nicest girlfriend ever. Yeah.
But
sebab tu selalu kena bully.
But sometimes don't you think like you're overthink too much?
She's a thinker.
Yeah, I am a thinker. But like every time macam I won't think if like that I have been in a healthy relationship but I don't macam like when he never reply me for hours, I know that he is working.
Oh.
Like I don't kacau like, oh, like are you fucking someone else, blah blah. Like,
it's just that feeling. Don't ask him like that. Like I said, the instinct, you will know whether that person is up to no.
Yeah.
It's just that I don't know. It's just that feel.
Masa kita tak rasa gitu?
No, that's the thing.
Sebab tu kalau kau tengok macam kau do research and everything, you can never like selalu lah kalau perempuan Melayu selalu cakap orang-orang lama macam-macam cakap jangan main-main dengan naluri isteri. It will never go wrong.
But korang tak pernah kena cheat lah?
Pernah.
And then what happened? Korang tak rasa pun macam like, oh, that girl is gonna cheat on you. Like,
I think guys, diorang punya feeling different sikit lah.
Yeah.
And then you guys don't go psycho like, aku cari kau, bodoh, kau kat mana.
I think because the ego helps.
Right.
Because you think you are better.
No, not we think we are and better. Then? It's because kita jaga muka kot. We don't go like purposely go there. Then macam, why you... I think there are guys. There are guys like that. But most of the guys like, let's say if... I was cheated on. I would just maybe just stay at home and not be me for a while. Maybe 1 or 2 weeks. Then after that, I'll be back to normal. We don't really purposely go to like, let's say, hey guys, dia tu cheat kat aku je. We don't do that. We were just simpan right. dalam, then slowly let it go lah. Don't you think yeah. so, Adi?
I think kita tak payah bilang siapa-siapa lah. Yeah. Just like, within ourselves je.
Yeah. Tanam lah, kira tanam lah.
Yeah. I mean, most of the guys like that lah. For me, it's like that lah. For him also.
Tapi tak makan dalam ke gitu? Macam like, macam...
No, we let it go. We don't keep it. But you give us like maybe
you let it go mentally lah.
Yes,
if we think that she's happy with that someone else, then we just macam happy for them also.
Yeah, it hurts. Don't get us wrong. It hurts.
I know it hurts.
Yeah, it hurts. But we how to say We are more like okay lah. She cheated on me, but she's happy with that guy. Okay lah, go ahead lah. It hurts, yes, but tak apalah, go.
You're happy, then yeah lah, go lah. By all means, right.
I have been in a relationship where, like, during countdown, she chose to go with that guy instead of me.
Oh.
And she said that after she, like, met with the guy, then she will jumpa me. So
She told you.
Yeah, she tell me.
Oh, so, okay.
It fucked up, sir.
Yeah, at that night, I message lah, tak reply. The next day, sorry, nak pick up.
What?
Yeah. So
actually, at least straightforward.
Yeah. It's straightforward, but it hurts.
Yeah, it hurts. It's good that she's straightforward.
Yeah, I would rather go for the straightforward punya.
Yeah, to y'all is straightforward, but to me, that few hours at night, it's like
tunggu.
Like 2-3 days. Yeah, tunggu.
Macam shit, rasa dia.
Yeah, like I said, like it hurts like that, but after 2-3 weeks, it's fine lah.
Yeah, I think like what I would advise the younger girls or even guys lah. At that point of time, you might not see the blessings, you see, why it happened that way. Yeah. But best believe, after that, maybe years later, then you will realize that actually it's the best for you. Yeah. Yeah. It's the best for you. Hmm. Trust me.
What have you been cheated on? Can I hear like some of your stories, please?
Yala.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
Tak tahu lah. Aku pun kalau cheated on, I'm...
Maybe kau tak tahu lah kira.
Ya, aku pun tak tahu. It's just that.
Kesian je.
Like, is there any experience like macam kau rasa hurt?
Tak, during the relationship tak ada apa-apa lah. But it's just that when we fought something happened, then it's just like slowly she just like macam just ghost me and then I know she's meeting with someone else, but then then apa aku
like, but how long is your longest like what's your longest relationship?
3 years.
Wow, that's lama juga. Wow.
Yeah. So like lepas tu kau just go lepak with friends and like your friends don't know what happened, just lepak. Yeah. It's just like that. Kita tak go like complaining to each other like macam, eh bro, dia cheat dengan aku saya cara bak saya tak.
Okay, but pernah cheat tak?
Cheat on or cheat?
You cheat with someone else?
No.
Tak pernah.
No.
Tak pernah.
Like you talk to someone, like you talking to this girl, then you talk to someone.
Oh, have lah. Tapi tu very young lah.
But then
I
like
think it's
you,
the young time. Yeah. The prime
but then
time,
like,
the prime time.
This girl you like, and then like, she found out you talk to someone else, then korang gaduh, and then you become psycho not after that. Like macam takut dia pun buat sama benda.
No.
Tak.
It's just like, okay, thank you.
Whatever, next. Bye.
Oh, thank you. Next.
No, but it was young. I was very young, so I didn't know. Yeah.
I think wait, let's refresh me. What was the question again?
Like you are talking to someone.
Sorry, eh?
You are with someone. Okay, let's say you are with someone and then you talk to someone else, and then that girl that you love found out that you talk to someone else. And then like macam korang gaduh, but then dah okay, but then you are still together. Cuma like will you be psycho then macam like dia pula like you scared that girl talk to someone else. You get what I mean?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Got it.
I think kalau let's say if you think that I cheated on you, I will also like after a while, why is she like so triggered that why would I not feel you also do the same thing to me?
Kan? Yeah.
I think human nature.
Yep. It's human not even nature. Guys and girls anymore.
But yeah, I feel nature. Like it's guilty conscious. Because you did something wrong, what? So you will think that your partner also like cheat on you. You get what I mean?
But don't get me wrong. Some people can do that. No,
yeah, like lah.
Then tak payah. Don't have that guilt.
Yeah, some people.
Seram eh?
Yeah. I think the problem.
Kalau I think that's why it's psychotic.
Kalau macam aku pula, like macam aku like macam okay lah previous relationship eh. The moment somebody cheated, I will cut straight away. Aku punya theory lah at that point of time. Like I say, I have no mercy for this kind of.
Why don't give second chance?
Character. No, I didn't. When I was younger, I tak ada. Tapi as I grow older, then I said, okay, I've always cut the people off. Why not I try giving second chance? Then, yalah. I think it works. It works. It does work. Tak semestinya kadang-kadang orang tu buat salah, then he will keep doing it.
You can't change for the better lah.
Yeah, correct.
I mean, it will take time lah, but like,
Once beaten twice shy.
Like okay, for me it's like in.
But bila kau kasih chan kan, kau punya macam CID punya mood top notch doh.
Like I said lah, you can forgive but you will never forget.
Forget, correct. Like in my previous relationship, I give him so many chance and macam like, I'm not your, like I told him, you know, I'm not your mother, you know, that I will come back to you after, like no matter how many shit you will do. Like I'm actually a stranger that came into your life, and then like I can only give you like macam so many tries, and then like if you fuck it up one time, and then like if that one time I am really tired already, then say goodbye. So yeah,
this doesn't go to only like macam relationship lah, macam friendship pun sama. Like if people kasih kau muka, kau jangan pijak kepala. In English terms, if people give you face, don't step the head. It's not as empowering as Malay lah.
No, but kau pernah come across like kawan-kawan toxic? Like, is there any experiences like macam
yes,
toxic?
Yes, there's actually quite a few. But you wanna say anything?
Madi
lost.
Pasal ni? Ini booster punya effect eh.
Pasal apa ni? Tak tahu lah.
No, toxic but friendship. Do you have like macam experience toxic friends? Punya like macam
situasi. Tak tahu, aku kena recall dulu. Kau continue dulu.
Okay, one.
Nanti kau punya memory ging kau slow sikit.
Slow. One story of a toxic friend is okay, I have a clique. Okay. So he's actually a person in that clique. So every situation, right, he has to be the one planning. He has to be the one creating the WhatsApp group. He has to plan the time, the place, okay. Who goes. Okay. So when we were young, we didn't think anything of it, lah. So called
he want to be the alpha.
Correct. I want to say the alpha, but somebody would know. Okay, never mind. Yeah. So he wanted to be the alpha. Okay. So after.
As alah, kau cerita bukan kita kenal pun kawan kau.
Yeah. Tapi mana tu dia tengah tengok. Peace, yow.
Tengok je lah.
Alah, yeah. But you already cut the person off lah.
Yeah, cut totally off.
Oh, okay. Then, yeah. Okay lah.
Okay, so this is the experience lah. Like, okay, so we went out to an outing. To a friend's wedding lah.
Group lah.
A group, yeah. To a friend's wedding. Then we decided to lepak after the wedding. Yeah. So... we actually already plan of somewhere we want to go. This was way after kita dah macam mature lah. I was married and some of us were married also. So we rarely see each other. So we already set a place to lepak after the wedding. But he said he wants to go here to buy something.
Okay.
So we accommodate to him. All of us go to that place just for him. Okay?
Okay.
Lepak. So reach there around 5. Kau 6 dia nak balik. So we accommodate to you. Just so
habis kau balik caw siang.
Okay, so we, some of us really see that. So
ini
we,
memang patut kena bilis tu.
Yeah. So after that, then some of the guys also nak macam dah tengok macam ini macam something wrong. So but some is still inside, but we don't have the macam how to tell them.
Because
they are friends, what? Yeah, so we just we pull ourselves out, then we say okay, we are not gonna go like to where he planned and everything. So then after a few months pass, then kita decided to buka sesama. So we created a WhatsApp group. This one is everyone plan. When they are free and everything. Then we create a WhatsApp group. We create a WhatsApp group, we add him in.
Okay.
He leave the group.
Mak kental sia.
Okay. So his explanation is asal korang taruh aku WhatsApp group, taruh aku dalam WhatsApp group tapi tak bilang aku.
Oh, so he wants you to like what, personal inform message
him. Yes, inform, inform him. Eh, kita nak pergi sini tau. So so our
dia Tan Sri ke Datuk ke
mak,
but you all are friends what, then yeah, you like just masuk WhatsApp group, korang boleh plan sama-sama.
So anal yeah about all this yeah mak.
So after that, then I think everyone like realize something is wrong with him, then all cut ties lah. But we didn't cut ties in a very nice manner. So there's this instance we video call because kita tak boleh keluar makan because that was the PKP pula. The the lockdown.
PKP.
I want to say PKP, sir. Yeah, so so we video call each other after after buka, I think. After buka, just to see how you're doing ah. Kita kau ada tak nak angkat, tak nak buat apa-apa. Tak nak message pun, tak nak reply pun.
So dia yang so
dia yang yeah
tarik diri lah.
Yeah. Oh. So I mean, To be honest, like why, what's wrong with it? Like
as an outsider, as an as a matured adult, aku cakap ni kental, memang patut kena bilis bro.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Bye.
Cancel.
Yeah, yeah. So that's my story lah.
Kalau kau cakap pasal ini, that means it's as recent as 2 years ago.
Yes.
Right. Kalau COVID, that time kita kena
2 years,
tengah,
yeah, yeah.
2020, 2 years ago lah.
Yeah.
Oh Lord. Masih ada orang macam gini.
So until now we don't know what's wrong, why he didn't want to answer our calls, reply our messages. Until now.
Bagus juga lah, good riddance bro.
Yeah. Blessing in disguise lah.
Kidding you guys?
You Made ada?
Tak ada lah. Because normally I just go out with like small
group of friends. Friends.
Yeah, I think yeah small. I think the quality is better than the quantity.
Quantity. Ooh. True.
The quality time.
Oh, Madi always lepak with me, so like kita dua. So there's no toxic in between us.
The more the people, the more toxic.
Yeah,
true. That's true.
Yeah, that's true. I agree. I agree. Yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
Then what about you?
Me, toxic friends. Eh? I don't know lah. Maybe when I was younger, I was a bit garang. So.
Sorry, but I cannot put you in like a garang manner.
Kan, same lah.
Yeah, I was a bit garang lah. So I doubt at that point of time anybody would want to to actually be toxic. I mean, of course I've seen a lot, but even so, like within another circle couple, I just avoid lah. I try not to be a tangle because I don't know. From young, I am a very positive person. I never say that I tak boleh ni. I think sometimes also aku rasa macam too much lah. But aku punya group of friends are actually quite limited. Like really my close-close friends are actually daripada aku primary school, daripada aku secondary school sampai aku grown up. Normally my group of friends are very, maybe 3 to 5 aja.
I think as you grow older, you feel that the smaller the group, the better, right?
Yes, correct. Yeah. I mean, I can mingle. It's not like I'm macam introvert ke apa. It's just that I can mingle, cuma I'm very cautious. Jama. Yeah, I'm very cautious with who I speak to, what I tell them and things like that.
Yeah, that's one thing I don't like the drama.
Ah, yeah, aku tak boleh, aku tak boleh.
Yeah, we are not even like, we are not even like a couple or like macam kita not even a family. It's just friends. Just tak mau drama sangat.
Yeah, lah. Just macam live, you only live once, bro. Yeah, just like go and have fun, sia. Like mana tahu dari mana aku tidur tak bangun.
Right.
At least the last memory or whatever, the last experience I have is actually a good one. You get what I'm trying to say?
Dalam tu.
Ada lagu nasyid nak keluarkan.
Right. And please, guys, if you expecting an event with your clique, right? If you have a beef with one or two person, right? Don't pasal dorang, you'll never go to the event, yeah.
Or even if you go, jangan nak tunjuk muka ke apa. Just buat bodoh, jangan layan.
Okay, let's say. Okay, let's say. Okay, you okay? Okay, Hafiz is cheating, eh?
Hey, what the fuck?
let's say.
All right.
Hafiz is cheating. And then you, like Hafiz's wife, find you, like macam tanya, like tanya you all the questions. Would you lie for Hafiz? Like, would you back him up and like, oh, like yeah, he was with someone else that day. Like, would you?
Hafiz cheated on the punya wife. Then she asked me.
Yeah.
Would you like
would you back your brother up?
Will you cover him or would you like kesiankan wife dia?
Are you gonna answer me? Tanya me also?
Yalah.
It's just a scenario, but I think she will ask everybody lah.
Okay.
Like what? Okay, let's say Mahade pula ya yang cheat, and then would you cover for him or tell the girlfriend honest?
Have like, you got the answer? What's your answer? You want the answer first?
I will tell the truth.
Tell the truth.
You? I will cover for him.
Cover for him. Then but then that's not toxic. I mean, no, too bukan toxic.
No. Because his girlfriend is not my friend. He is my friend.
Okay, okay.
So wait. So the scenario is the girlfriend will call me, right?
Mm.
Then do I know something about it?
Yeah, lah, you know lah. You know that he met some other girl. Yeah.
So I would advise him first not to be cheating. Okay?
Okay.
But if let's say you're caught in that situation, suddenly his girlfriend call you.
But I know about the situation lah. Yeah. Like he is cheating. You know. So I will just cover for him. You chiba, you don't want to cover for me.
Because someone you know.
Right. Like,
huh?
Is someone.
And is your wife some more?
Nah, but your girlfriend also, I will cover for you. What? I don't know your girlfriend. What?
Yeah,
that's right. So if I know also, I will still cover for you. What?
So probably because the attachment isn't there, you see. You get what I try to say, right?
Yeah.
Macam kita kenal wife kau. You get what I try to say? So like, alamak, ni mesti 50-50. Aku akan cakap apa tau? Yeah. Aku akan cakap apa? Hah? Tak tahu ah. Macam aku tanya dia.
Lu class.
Dah gitu aku call kau, aku mesti fuck kau.
I will straight away, like example, I will straight away call Madi, like, kima kau, apa saya kena buat? You know, something like
that. Yeah.
I think I will do that. Pasal kadang-kadang kita call off kau macam, huh? Nak cakap apa ni? Macam, entah, dia tak call aku. Yeah. Oh, dia cakap dia keluar dengan kau ah. Aku cakap, huh? Tak tahu kau, kita tanya dia.
As a matter of fact, okay, sorry. As a matter of fact, I have been in that situation.
Oh.
Like, I was playing game, then suddenly my friend's girlfriend called me.
And then you back him up.
Say macam, okay, this is not, nama dia Alan eh. Eh, Alan tak dengan kau eh? Macam, aku nak pergi jumpa dia.
Kau pernah bilang aku.
Then aku nak pergi jumpa dia. Eh, dia cakap dia dengan kau sekarang. Tak, dia kat bawah tengah lepak, aku baru mandi. Then like, oh,
my God. Kau punya.
Then
the like, girl know, bro.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Until now, she says she know. Really. So I say,
oh, they're still together.
Yeah.
Oh fuck.
So macam like, apa tu? Macam, oh tak, pasal dia tadi ajak aku pergi minum teh. Macam, oh, minum teh. I know when she say, oh, je lah. Fuck.
Aduh.
It's gone. Oh,
bastard.
Yeah. So I put down the phone. I off my game, I call back Alan. Puki kau apa sekarang buat? Fiz, sorry Fiz. Aku kena cakap kau. So yeah, I mean that's
at least ajak pakat dia, mak, uncle.
Then at the end of it, I say, hey, next time kalau kau nak buat gini, kau bilang aku dulu. At least aku like prepare. Like what I want to say. Yeah. Oh sorry, this one last minute.
Okay. Yeah.
Sorry last minute. Yeah.
But he didn't cheat. He just goes on her because he needed space.
Oh.
Yeah. He was a bit
kucak-kacik lah gini, flustered lah.
Like, okay, you know I'm with this person. And
budak-budak
Gen
Z memang suka kasih kita fikir.
You saw that person, like you saw my partner going out with somebody. Would you tell me?
Your partner? Of course lah. You my friend, what?
Would you go up and confront my partner?
Okay, this is tricky. This is a bit tricky. Okay, I have experienced this. Okay.
Or like, okay, let's say we are not that rapat. Let's say we are not that rapat, but then you still know me as a person. Would you still like go on your phone and then like, hey, but I think I saw your partner, like,
No, I buat bodoh. If you say we are not that rapat, then I will just buat bodoh.
I buat bodoh.
Buat bodoh, so.
But during that time, okay, please. During that time is zaman Friendster.
So, alamak chat.
Okay, this girl, I wasn't that close with her. Because I find her a bit snobbish also lah. At that point of time. But I know like macam she's very smitten dengan dia punya boyfriend at that point of time. Macam very manja, very, you know, and things like that. Macam acquaintance lah, macam budak-budak lipat bawah, you know, and things like that. So satu hari tu dekat central, aku nampak dia punya boyfriend lah was with another girl. And I was just right behind .
Wow.
So, aku relax tu.
But the guy know you?
Tak, initially dia tak perasan. Dia kenal aku lah pasal lepak bawah blok semua. Bahasa member lepak-lepak apa. Tapi tak, aku tak banyak berbual dengan diorang lah. Dan sekali aku duduk lah. Aku cakap, okay, mula-mula macam diorang tak ini sangat tau. Macam kawan lah. Jadi aku pun cakap, bawa dua member. Sekali dah gitu, peluk, cium. Salam nak babai nak balik ni. Aku tu zaman dulu. Salam lah cium forehead. Aku macam tampar je. Sekali aku cakap, Diorang dah break ke? Pasal dulu mana ada handphone siap. My time dulu tak ada handphone, tak ada, cuma ada pager, you know that kind of shit. So after that tapi bila zaman friends, that time dah ada phone, the Sony Ericsson or something like that. Oh no, Nokia. Engage. Yeah, itu dia. So after that, malam tu kita lepak.
Okay.
And that guy dah perasan aku tau. After dia nak bye, cium sana cium sini kan.
And then that man was too stunned to speak.
Bro, dia start tak kenal gua doh. Okay, number. Aku tahu ni mesti demi buat play dah kat tekak. So aku buat bodoh. Malam tu kita lepak. Rumah member tak kena gaya lah weh. Mata dia duduk, dia dah duduk keras.
I wonder what goes on like in his mind and like, eh fuck, ni kalau dia cakap benda
it's
aku nak
either, ajar, it's like, either aku rasa dia fikir apa tak, it's either he yang mengaku dulu ataupun aku yang ini, you know, you guys.
So did you say?
Okay, no. Initially I buat bodoh. Aku buat bodoh. Then after that, tapi dia tak kena gaya lah. Dia pun tak ada, kita tak ada, macam dulu tak ada phone, jadi dia tak boleh communicate directly dengan aku apa. So okay, buat bodoh. Sekali satu hari tu, dulu internet pakai LAN kan, bahasa direct. Ya. So after that aku dapat notification dekat aku punya Friendster.
Okay.
I think 2-3 days lah. 2-3 days later the message aku. Macam
please guy,
please don't tell her.
Steady ya.
Ah, dah aku blue tick lah. Kalau dulu ada blue tick memang aku blue tick. So he was actually the one who triggers kasi aku idea ni. Aku buat fake anonymous account. Aku
Oh my god. Okay, but like you
say. Initially aku tak nak masuk campur. But because I say if I don't do this, dia anak orang sih. Like, and I'm a girl, you see, I know how it feels. So and then that girl is very beautiful, and I think she deserve better lah. I mean, even so, kalau ini pun aku rather like, you know, of course I want them to be together lah. But this guy is trying to be cheeky. Initially aku dah let go, aku macam bodoh. But he was the one who triggers me to, kau tahu macam subahat dengan dia. Jadi ada memang patut lah kena. I don't know whether what I did was right or wrong, but I was in my teenage.
Right.
No, further up a bit. Maybe yeah, later part. Then yeah, after yeah. that, yeah.
But kalau guy pun, kalau confirm dia disfear apa. Confirm dia like kena tanya trigger kau.
Apa dia?
Macam
oh yeah, again.
Kalau dia takut that kau bilang dia.
But it's really 2-3 days though. He should know that okay. I've already let go. Yeah.
Oh, 2-3 days.
Pasal pada aku macam, aku actually tak suka masuk campur hal-hal orang buat kerja macam gini kan, betul tak? But kau trigger kan, then aku macam, eh mak ay, masih lah nak ini kan. Macam akhirnya aku ajarkan sekali lah.
But do girls also have a code?
Like
bro, do you know like the bro code, like macam like to cover for the bro first?
Ada. Girls ada.
Ada.
Mana tak ada?
Eh, pernah sih.
Mati bangun like, balik bodoh takkan mengaku tu.
Okay.
Yeah.
So ada. You like ada. A story je.
Like my code is dulu lah my mother like cari me right. So I will text my best friend. Aku cakap dengan mak aku dengan kau. Then she say okay. Then anything my mother will like call lah. Cik itu.
So where were you?
With my friends are out lah like doing stupid things. Teenagers.
Bohong eh, Tuhan potong lidah. Tahu kejap-kejap aku whack dapat.
Okay guys.
Alright. Okay, I think like that was a good session.
Yeah, it was a very good session.
Like the debates were all okay.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, but not to forget. Right. What not to forget?
Our fellow KKB member was
she
featured.
She represented us.
With distinction, you know.
With flying colors.
Yeah, with flying colors. Yeah. So if y'all haven't seen, Amy was actually featured on the True Horror Stories POV.
Backstories. Second episode. Fourth.
Second episode. Yeah. So she tell
tak lah. Backstory third episode. Korang tak tengok tu lah.
Ya ke? Bukan fourth?
No, real or not? Second episode. Yeah,
Fourth.
The revelation.
No. I think it's like okay. Dia ada episode 1 pasu backstory of episode 1.
Ni so episode 2 backstory of episode 2.
Backstory of episode 2.
Yeah.
Where I share my personal experience from the past lah.
Hantu guys, hantu, ghost.
Nak tak kita buat the next session cerita-cerita hantu nak?
Boleh. If you're one, then just
comment.
Yeah, comment ke DM kita ke apa-apalah yang korang nak kan. Yeah, but please take a look where Amy is featured. Apa sah aku berbual? Laju sangat. Amy is featured on there, so view her episode 2 backstory and the actual
on YouTube.
Yeah. So you will see you also see Patricia there.
I acted
as
the daughter.
Yes,
which being is,
Amy.
Yeah, being Amy.
Yeah. Okay, please check that out and
on YouTube. True POV horror stories. Eh.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, with that.
We will end it here lah.
Ha, ni mata dah nak tutup. Ini dah dekat midnight eh.
Okay, with that, we'll see you later. Ciao.
Bye.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Tak orang, tak kita. Mari kita duduk berbicara. Tak orang, tak kita. Semua kita anggap biasa. Tak orang, tak kita. Mari kita duduk berbicara. Tak orang, tak kita. Semua kita anggap biasa.
People in the house tonight. They go by the name KKB.
Hello.
Yeah. Get it.
Bukan nak mengata ataupun nak menghina. Kita semuanya hanya biasa-biasa saja. Jangan kerana mulut badan jadi binasa. Tiada mana sempurna, kita hanya manusia.
Bang, bang, let it go. Everybody in the house, here we go.
Semua
bang, bang, let it go.
Everybody in the house, here we go.
Kau nak mengata ya?